I brought you here today to talk about the always wonderful Blessing of the Pets event that's coming up this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at Grace St. Stephen's Episcopal Church on Tehonan Monument, the corner of Tehonan Monument, for those of you who don't know where it is. Tell me a little bit about the history of the Blessing of the Pets.
Well, this is something we've been doing for many years. I arrived in Colorado Springs in November of 2009, and it was already a well-established service at that time. It's, in fact, a service that's done in many churches throughout the country, and always around the Feast of St. Francis, which is October 4th.
It seems you hear a lot, and again, I'm no theologian, but okay. You hear that pets don't go to heaven. And I don't know if there's a biblical basis for that or not, but why pets?
Well, the Bible tells us that God created everything that is, and all of the animals, creeping things upon the ground, birds of the air. Jesus also compares our life to God's providential care of the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. And so St. Francis developed a special feeling for the whole of God's creation. A young man who was raised in a well-to-do family in the 12th century, went off to war, was captured, and when he was released, became deathly ill. And like many people who have been through an experience like that, he went through an experience where he came out of it on the other side, so to speak, and developed an awareness of the preciousness of all of God's creation and of our connection to all of creation. And so he talked about brother sun and sister moon and would preach to the animals of the field and the forest, and also felt a special calling to minister to the poor. Pope Francis, for example, says that he took his throne name, Francis, by someone saying to him, "Remember the poor." And as he thought about Francis, he thought about Francis' connection to the poor, Francis' connection to the creation, and Francis' connection to work for peace. And so we can expect that those will be themes of his papacy. Of course, I'm an Episcopalian. I'm not.
I was going to say.
I recognize the Bishop of Rome as a leader of the church throughout the world, and we feel a similar kind of connection to St. Francis, I think, in the Episcopal churches as in all churches.
There's a statue of St. Francis in front of the church.
Yes.
And tell me the story of the statue, because it has a bit of an illustrious history.
It does. The statue was given many years ago. I don't know how many. It's an Italian statue. And about 2 years ago, I guess, it was stolen. And it was very sad. There were people in our congregation who had been close to the people who had given the statue and in whose memory it was given. And it had always helped to make that garden on the north side of our church a place of meditation and reflection. Sometimes people would be walking along on their way back to Colorado College or something and would stop and sit and reflect in the garden. One day I got a telephone call from somebody who said that she believed that she had found it. And so she met me over in a field north of town, and there was St. Francis sitting in the field. And
just an empty field.
Just an empty field, yeah.
How did she find it?
Well, it was near a church out there, and there was a conference, and she was attending the conference and had decided to just sort of walk into the woods. And as she was walking along, she happened to notice this statue sitting in the field. And she recognized it from a story in the paper and called me and asked me if I could identify it. And when I sent her a photograph that we had of it, and she said, "I think that's your statue." And so we brought it back and have reseated it in the fountain near, on the north side of our church. And after the service of blessing of the animals, we have doggy treats and that sort of thing for the pets out in the garden after the service. We actually had somebody write in one of the local papers that they thought their rooster had been saved from the fire that we had this summer in Black Forest because she had been brought to the blessing of the animal. He had been brought to the blessing of the animals at Grace and St. Stephen. So I don't know if that's true, but it is true that God blessed the animals and said, be fruitful and multiply. And so certainly blessing of the animals is something that's biblical and part of our tradition and heritage as Christian people.
What does it mean to bless something, to bless animals? I've heard the word so many times that in a way I think I've forgotten, or maybe I never even really knew truly what the meaning is.
Well, I think when God blesses creation, when God blesses the animals in the Bible, he says, be fruitful and multiply. To pray for God's blessing is to pray for the well-being. I always pray that each pet I bless can be the best dog or the best cat or the best snake or the best horse that God created them to be. It means to live into the fullness of God's created intention for us.
So tell me about some of the blessings of the pets that you've presided over. What are some of your favorite stories? What kind of animals come in? All the above.
Well, we have all sorts. I bring mine. It's actually a very traumatic experience for my own dog. I have a little Minpin who weighs 8 pounds. His name is...
A Minpin is a miniature pincher.
A miniature right. pincher. He doesn't know he's miniature, though. He thinks he's a full Doberman. And so his name is Snoop Dogg. And so when I bring Snoop Dogg to be blessed, he suddenly discovers that there are all these big dogs around him, and it takes him about a week to recover from the experience, I think. I've blessed snakes. I've blessed horses. I've blessed
horses. People have brought horses.
Well,
to the...
we had a service like this in my parish in Florida, and so we did the blessing outside, and some people did bring horses to that. Here I've blessed snakes, I've blessed chickens, I've blessed groundhogs, I've blessed hamsters.
Groundhogs? People keep groundhogs as pets?
Yes. And in fact, one of the things that we do is invite the people who rescue exotic animals to the service.
What about spiders? Have you blessed any tarantulas?
I don't think I've blessed any tarantulas. No, I haven't.
So if somebody wants to come to this event to bring their pet to be blessed, what's the protocol or what are the rules?
They either hold them or they keep them on a leash or they keep them in a cage. I've blessed parakeets and that sort of thing. So they just come into the church. We start about 5:30, and I had a reporter one time who was there and taking pictures and was assuring me that he wouldn't disrupt the service. And I said, don't worry, you can't disrupt the service.
Father Steve Zimmerman, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.